And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 14th of September, 2009. It was on this day in 1901 that then Vice President Theodore Roosevelt learned that he'd become the 26th President of the United States after the assassination of President William McKinley at the Pan American Exposition in Buffalo. Roosevelt was on a camping trip in the Adirondacks. He rode a buckboard wagon in the middle of a rainstorm down a mountain to get to Buffalo as quickly as he could, and there he became the youngest President of the United States at the age of 42. It's the birthday of Margaret Sanger, born in Corning, New York, 1879, the founder of Planned Parenthood, who coined the term birth control. Her own mother died when she was 50 after 18 pregnancies. Margaret Sanger became a nurse, working in the maternity ward on the Lower East Side of New York. Many of her patients were poor, some of them living on the streets. They seemed old to her by the time they were 35. Many of them ended up in the hospital from self-induced abortions. At the time, contraceptives were illegal in the United States. It was illegal even to send information about it through the U.S. mails. Margaret Sanger funded research to create a contraceptive pill and died at the age of 87, a few months after the Supreme Court made birth control legal for married people. Here's a poem for today by Michael Blumenthal entitled, "And the Cantilevered Inference Shall Hold the Day." Things are not as they seem. The innuendo of everything makes itself felt and trembles towards meanings we never intuited or dreamed. Take, for example, how a warbler, perched on a mere branch, can kidnap the day from its tediums and send us heavenwards, or how, held up by nothing we really see, our spirits soar and then, in a mysterious series of twists and turns, come to a safe landing in a field encircled by greenery. Nothing I can say to you here can possibly convince you that a man as unreliable as I have been can smuggle in truths between tercets and quatrains on scraps of paper. But the world, as we know, is full of surprises, and the likelihood that here, in the shape of this very bird, redemption awaits us should not be dismissed so easily. Each year, days swivel and diminish along their inscrutable axes, then lengthen again until we are bathed in light we were not prepared for. Last night, lying in bed with nothing to hold on to but myself, I gazed at the emptiness beside me and saw there, in the shape of absence, something so sweet and deliberate, I called it darling. No one who encrusticates, I made that up, his silliness in a bowl, waiting for sanctity, can ever know how lovely playfulness can be. And that said, let me wish you a merry one, or Hanukkah, if you prefer. And may whatever holds you up stay forever beneath you, and may the robin find many a worm, and our cruelties abate. And may you be well and happy and full of mischief, as I am, and may all your nothings, too, hold something up and sing." A poem by Michael Blumenthal and the Cantilevered Inference Shall Hold the Day, from his collection entitled And, published by BOA Editions and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Student and gift subscriptions are available at poetryfoundation.org. And by Constant Contact, helping small businesses stay connected to their customers with email marketing and online surveys. Over 300,000 small businesses and nonprofits use ConstantContact.com. Produced by Kathy Roach and Ella Shovanek. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.